Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a local Oklahoma dairy farmer. My family and I spend each day, no matter the weather, taking care of our cows. Nothing makes us happier than spending time with our cows, except for maybe a bowl of ice cream at the end of the day. We take pride in knowing our milk is the best because it comes from the best cared for cows. Learn about dairy farm families like mine at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
It's the Pollard Farm's 24th annual female production sale coming up Saturday, September the 18th, 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring around 200 head to sell with proven donor dams, springbred heifers, and springbred cows with calves. For more information or to download the sale catalog, go online to PollardFarms.com. Sale videos are also available online, or you can watch the auction at LiveAuctions.tv. Pollard Farms 24th Annual Production Sale, September 18th in Waucomas.
Well, live cattle futures initially showed some follow-through from Tuesday, but such was not the case for feeder cattle yesterday. Live cattle futures came under pressure due to steady to lower cash trade. Cash trade in the south was steady with last week, while trade in the north was about a dollar lower. This, along with box beef prices continuing to fall, does not bode well for a significant rebound of futures. Box beef was down sharply with choice cuts down $3.07. Select cuts were down $6.73. The hogs show quite a divergence between October and later contracts yesterday. Spread trading was evident as traders viewed the market as oversold in October due to the large discount to cash, while thinking continued weakness will impact later contracts. Cash did not support the rebound of October, as the price on the National Direct Afternoon Report was down 57 cents. Cutout showed strength, though, with values of 50 cents led by the increase in hams, $9.51. On the grains, December Kansas City wheat down 1.25 cents early today, but still holding a gain of over 30 cents this week. Last week's sell-off, influenced by a higher-than-expected estimate of old crop wheat stocks in Canada, was outvoted this week by a lower crop estimate from Statistics Canada and is more reflective of this year's lower supplies and the support wheat prices should have in the months ahead. Thursday's weather map is mostly dry across the U.S. with scattered showers in Montana. December corn's trading up 1.75 cents early today, making a bid for a third consecutive day higher. The rain from Tropical Storm Nicholas has moved off to Georgia and will make it easier for work to resume in getting power back in Louisiana and getting grain terminals functioning. The 7-day forecast remains wet for the southeastern U.S., but only expects light rain amounts for most of the corn belt. November soybeans are trading 4.5 cents higher early today, testing prices near $13, while a more active harvest may still be 1 or 2 weeks away with many parts of the Midwest. We're going to check the futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. At the close yesterday, October live cattle was up 5 cents, 124.17. December down 20, 129.45. October feeder cattle down 165, 156.50. November down 215, 157.57. October hogs up $1.90, 82.27. The December up 7 cents, 72.25. Kansas City wheat, December up 14.25, 7.16. March up 14 cents, 724.5. Chicago wheat, December up 11.5, 712.25. March was up 12.5 at 723.75. December corn up 13.25, 533.5. March up 12.5 cents, 540.75. And November soybeans up 12 cents, 1294.5. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.